and slowly getting warmer, and very slowly, but I would like to highlight. We have a few minutes after 8:30. I'm running a little late this morning, but very happy to have joining me by phone this morning the Vice President of Teaching and Learning from Marine Park Technical College, my guest on Party Line. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing great. Doug Hamm, my guest. I appreciate him taking time out from holiday preparations. Vice President of Teaching and Learning, what does that encompass? Everything but clearing the trays in the cafeteria? What are you responsible for there at MPTC?
Well, if it comes down to clearing trays, I'm happy to roll up my sleeves. I'm a member of a more than 400-person team at Marine Park Technical College that has nothing in their hearts but to take care of our students and our communities. And it's fantastic to be a part of the president's cabinet and to serve our students in teaching and learning, which is really the academic side of the house. We do a myriad of different operations. We're responsible, certainly, for those very student-facing components of our educational environment, certainly our faculty, which are top-notch in their fields. The thing about a technical college is that the majority of our faculty in our programs all come from the industries that they educate within. So if we have somebody teaching automotive, they have been an automotive technician. If we have somebody teaching robotics, they have worked with robots in the field, in industry. So not only do they bring with them tremendous theoretical knowledge, but they also bring very practical, hands-on, experiential knowledge that I think is as significant for our students as what's in the book, so to speak.
Again,
so we do that.
Doug Hamm, again, Vice President from Teaching and Learning from Marine Park Technical College. I'm not sure, Doug, if many people in the listening audience know I spent 30 years before doing radio in the educational field and worked with Marine Park, particularly here in Beaver Dam, many, many times over that period. I've always appreciated you folks. So I was just thrilled in September when our hometown news coverage included your enrollment at Marine Park Technical College, I guess outpacing a lot of other post-secondary educations. Let's talk a little about the growth that you folks are seeing at MPTC.
Sure. So we don't like to boast, but when we can,
go ahead. That's okay. Sure. Go ahead and boast all you want to do.
There we
fine.
Go. We outpaced the entire Wisconsin Technical College system in percentage of enrollment this past year. We were at more than 11% increase in our enrollment, which these days and times is really a staggering figure in many ways. There are still schools that are not seeing that return, whether it's a post-COVID situation. We're also facing declining demographics as far as the enrollment cliff, we call it. It's the birth rate in our area and in our country. We're seeing fewer students that are going through our K-12 just due to the smaller family size, if you will. So to see that kind of bump is really exceptional, and I have good news at this halfway point in the year that we're looking at something very close for our next academic year with our enrollments and registrations right now. So we're on a very good trajectory. We are living our mission, and we're supporting our communities. And I think that a big part of our enrollment certainly is our reputation and following through on what it is we tell our constituents and our stakeholders that we're going to look to deliver on. So things are going very well in our enrollment area for sure.
Doug, let me clarify. When you say a comparable arrangement as you go into second semester, we're talking about another 10% increase, or are you continuing that 10%?
Well, that is that's in our sights. We're looking at high single digits as something we believe we can rely on, but it's possible we can be at 10% again. That's what our fingers are crossed. The numbers are very strong, I can say that. But a good agricultural statement might be, don't count the chickens before they're hatched.
Again, Doug Hamm from Moraine Park Technical College, my guest this morning on Party Line. You were talking about the winds blowing against your sails as far as enrollment is concerned. I know many of the UW campuses, particularly the smaller centers, are having a great deal of difficulty. How does that affect you? How do you collaborate? What's the connection there for Moraine Park?
Sure. Well, early on in the challenges that the UW system has faced, and they're our partners there, not our competitors. We don't want to see any challenges in higher education. But that being said, in our district, which encompasses, as you know, four counties plus portions of six others, we've seen both the current closing of UW Fond du Lac, which is affiliated with UW Oshkosh, and this is the last year for courses to be taught at the UW-Milwaukee facility in Washington County. And so when those unfortunately close, we fill in that blank. We fill in that space that they used to provide in their two-year institutions. And the great thing here that we've got is a high level of collaboration with both Oshkosh and Milwaukee, in where we sat down with them, and as those closures became more and more evident, we were finding ways to strengthen our relationship so that those same students that are served today, the students that will follow them, can call their two-year experience Moraine Park and then articulate seamlessly into Milwaukee and or Oshkosh. So that's something that we're really proud of, being partners. We're also looking at the potential for what we would call a university center, which means that those four-year institutions may have a lease arrangement on our campus facilities, predominantly UW Oshkosh and Fond du Lac, in our Fond du Lac campus, and then UW Milwaukee and Washington County on our West Bend campus here in the near future. So that'll be something that in the next year to 2 years we'll see opportunities to perhaps pursue baccalaureate programs within our four walls in conjunction with our UW partners. And we also have some great relationships with Ripon College, Marion University, Lakeland University, you know, local four-year private institutions in that same area.
Doug Hamm from Moraine Park Technical College on the phone with me on Party Line this morning. A reminder to our listeners, if there's something you'd like me to ask the Vice President of Teaching and Learning from the local technical college, feel free to text it over to me right now, 920-887-9595. Be happy to try to pass that along to Doug. We're speaking about enrollment. We're talking about programs. Doug, if you take a moment, can you give an idea to our listeners about the students, the people,
sure,
the individuals, the who are the citizens who are most likely to be taking advantages of the opportunities offered by MPTC?
Well, we have we serve over 14,000 students annually, so that's a quite large number for our part of the state and for our district. Our students, if I were to boil them down, it would be extremely difficult to do. We have a broad spectrum of students, no matter the demographic, whether it's gender, age, are they returning adults who have been working for 5, 10, 20 years and they're wanting to either build skills to remain incumbent workers, or are they looking to perhaps change into a different occupation, profession, for whatever, you know, motivation that might be from them. We do see our direct enrollments from high school, so that's a senior in high school that graduates coming directly into the tech college. Those are on the upswing. That's one of our biggest areas of growth, and our K-12 department, which is also part of the teaching and learning area, really reaching out and working with our 28 district high schools, eight of which are in Dodge County, getting out there, making sure that they understand what college is all about, what the opportunities are right down the road. I'm really proud to say in that area, we had, in all of Dodge County, we provided $521,000 worth of academic college credits to high school students over the course of this past year. And in Beaver Dam alone, that was about $242,000. So you know, those are savings in households that are perhaps listening right now. And just to see, you know, those students to look at promising careers in the trades, promising careers in pre-professional programs. I can guarantee that many of your listeners, the nurses that have served you in the healthcare environment have most likely come through the Tech College system. And those are registered nurses. They take the same NCLEX exams that any nursing student takes in order to practice. We are one of the largest sources for healthcare professionals in our county. So we serve a broad variety of individuals, and we are open to anyone. So that's I think that's one of the benefits of our Marine Park Technical College education.
That was Doug Hamm. He is the Vice President of Teaching and Learning at Marine Park Technical College. And I was just about to say all of the we's and ours that Doug has been referring to are for Marine Park Technical College, but he wrapped up his part very well. I have to keep remembering that we've got new people tuning in. So again, Doug Hamm from MPTC joining me here on Party Line today. You're the Vice President of Teaching and Learning. You've been referring to programs. You've been referring to students. But with enrollment growth, with all of the challenges and all of the opportunities that you're addressing and offering to our listeners, there's also a bricks and mortar component to all of this. A lot of growth going on in the technical college as well. Give our listeners an update of the status of some of that.
Sure. Well, back in November of 2022, your listeners, along with many other people throughout our district, voted in favor of a $55 million referendum that would be paid through property taxes. And I want to just say to your listeners that, first and foremost, thank you for that significant vote of confidence in what we do at the Tech College. Of the 10 counties that we serve, four of which in total, being Dodge, Washington, Fond du Lac, and Green Lake, and then the other six surrounding counties that we serve in a percentage, every one of those counties voted in favor of this referendum, which was truly rewarding. What we're doing is we've got four phases of the referendum, the first one being a 19,000-square-foot addition to the Fond du Lac campus in what we call the Air Center. The Air Center stands for Automation, Innovation, and Robotics. We're in the heart of manufacturing for the entire country in this corridor along I-41, really stretching from our West Bend area all the way up into the Green Bay area. Supporting our manufacturers is a significant role of the Tech College system. And so that addition in Fond du Lac was right in line with that. It's really an increase in our robotics training and our advanced manufacturing field. The second phase, which is, I hope, very much on the minds of your listeners, Bob, would be our Horicon Regional Center. And in Horicon, we built a brand new facility. This was not an addition to a Marine Park existing facility. This was a greenfield site on the west side of Horicon along Highway 33 that we have placed our regional center, which really focuses on emergency response systems. So you're talking fire protection, we're talking EMT, EMS, and we're looking to try and expand that additionally with additional programs that really serve that field that directly serves everybody in the community in a crisis situation. So that's a state-of-the-art facility. If you drive by it, it's set back a little bit off the road, but because of the nature of the training there, we wanted to give some space. And we didn't want it to be confused with a fire station, for example. So that's a great addition to our facility. That opened up this past semester. So in September, we had an open house, and thank you for everybody that came. It was a rousing success. We're in our third of four processes right now, adding 40,000 square feet to our West Bend facility. Again, in that Air Center mentality, we're actually calling it ARM in West Bend. That's automation, robotics, and manufacturing. So we're doing much the same as we did in Fond du Lac in West Bend, and that will be wrapping up sometime late spring. Open house is already scheduled for September 18th of 2025. So this is probably the first public invitation to your listeners. This is an exclusive for WBEV listeners this morning, but we're going to be opening that up to the public in September. And then we finalize it with a fourth and final project back in Fond du Lac. We're adding on to our healthcare wing. We call it the E-Wing, where we're going to be adding about 19,000 square feet onto the building. And it's going to have brand new nursing simulation, surgical assistant, medical assistant, respiratory therapy. All of our great healthcare programs are really going to be benefited with that addition. And that's the investment that the community made in us. And we want to make sure that we have the facilities that support all of our learners and all of the industries that we serve in Marine Parks District.
Douglas Hamm, Vice President of Teaching and Learning, is my guest this morning on Party Line. We're going to take a brief break for a few commercial messages and an update of your weekend forecast. More on Marine Park Technical College with Doug Hamm in just about 2 minutes. A reminder, if there's a question you'd like me to pose to Doug, please text it to me right now at 920-887-9595. Back with Doug Hamm in 2.5 minutes. Our topic on Party Line this morning is Marine Park Technical College. The Vice President of Teaching and Learning from that fine institution, Doug Hamm, is on the phone with me. And Doug wanted to talk about some of the specific programs that are offered to students here in the area. As far as AA, AS degrees, I know you wanted to make sure our listeners are clear about some of the opportunities available to them here locally.
Sure. Well, traditionally, our associate's degrees have been in the area of Associate of Applied Sciences, or AAS degrees. Very useful, very practical. But one of the opportunities that we have that developed just over the last year is the ability to offer Associate of Arts, which is an AA, and Associate of Science degrees, or an AS degree. And what we really call these are bundled under what's called university transfer. And it's just what it sounds like. It's really intended to provide a very affordable, high-quality education in what we would consider to be those more liberal art pursuits that are typically woven into a four-year education. So in many ways, this is as if a person were to take a 60-credit basket of credits, which is traditionally a freshman-sophomore level of study, and take those electives on our campus at our rates, close to home, and then be able to take those to a four-year institution. So partnering with us in this area is UW-Green Bay, UW-Oshkosh, UW-Milwaukee. We also have a partnership, like I said, with Lakeland University, Ripon College, and we're going to be announcing one with Marion University in this space very shortly. What this offers the student is to really tackle the issues around student debt, where their first 2 years are going to be significantly less in the order of magnitude of thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars, depending on what institution they're going to go to. The Associate of Arts is really geared more towards the practices that will be in that arts area, so psychology, et cetera. Associate of Science is going to be more towards the sciences, computer science, natural sciences, et cetera. And this is something that, again, it's one of the fastest growing components of our program catalog. And it's really a universal approach to gaining one's four-year education. I would encourage your listeners, if they want to learn more about that, visit our website at moraineparks.edu. And it's very well explained there.
And I've got to mention my personal appreciation to the technical college system here in Wisconsin. It was Madison College where my older son attended. Got an AA a few years ago. Worked for a while, and he is, I'm very happy to say, beginning at UW-Madison to get his BA in a couple of weeks. So it really worked out very well for our family. So I recommend it highly to others in the area who may want to take advantage of the services offered by the Wisconsin Technical Colleges and specifically Moraine Park.
Wonderful.
There is a topic, you and I were discussing this. Artificial intelligence is very much in the news, and Moraine Park Technical College is, dipping its toe into that water. What do you have to tell us about that, Doug?
Well, like you said, Bob, artificial intelligence is something that I don't know that any of us can escape, whether we want to or not. It is all around, but we are taking the right steps to produce a program that will help individuals not only understand artificial intelligence, but also to work within it, to use it to its maximum good extent, and to prepare them for artificial intelligence in the workplace. We talk to more and more manufacturers every day that are using it in their systems, more and more service-based industries that are employing some level of artificial intelligence and helping them do their daily jobs. And so then we have to serve our students to make sure that we have workplace-ready, skilled individuals that will be taking roles that utilize this technology. So in the fall of 25, we will have an artificial intelligence specialist program offered. That is a full associate's degree, AAS degree in that space, and 60 credits of artificial intelligence. We're rolling out 7 new classes that are going to be infused in our current IT program. So you'll get a strong level of IT coursework, and then complementing that will be artificial intelligence layered on top. Looking forward to it. It's really answering the needs of our district, and it's new for the state of Wisconsin. Our colleagues down at Waukesha County Technical College, they rolled out something somewhat similar last year, and you'll be seeing more technical college going down this path.
One other area related to technology, I know a burgeoning field, one with lots of job opportunities, is cybersecurity. And you and I haven't mentioned it, but I just thought of it. Is there something that Moraine Park Technical College offers to a young person, or maybe someone returning to the job market, who's interested in moving into the area of cybersecurity?
We've had for the last 3 years an associate's degree in IT cybersecurity. It is one of our best performing programs as far as enrollment, and just like you mentioned, Bob, the need to be a very careful consumer of everything online is important, and certainly the protection of our data, whether that be in the public or private sector, is becoming more and more imperative every single day. We see on the news ransomware attacks and nefarious actors out there, and so we're teaching the next generation of cybersecurity professionals right here in the district. But we've been doing that for 3 years, and that's a very good program to enter into for sure.
I've got about 2 minutes or so. Maybe you don't need all that much time to address my last question for you, Doug. What is the biggest misconception that people have about Moraine Park Technical College, about technical colleges in general? But as we look ahead to the new year, there's something you'd like to, an image or an idea you'd like to squash. What's the biggest misconception people might have?
Well, I'd love to see everybody have a New Year's resolution that says, I will discontinue putting the 1960s, 70s mind frame onto technical college education in the new year. We are not just about, quote-unquote, the trades, and we need plenty of people in the trades, and we've got excellent education in that area. But as I said earlier, Bob, if you're in a healthcare setting, I would like your listeners to ask individuals, where did you learn your craft? Where did you learn this skill set? And I'm willing to bet that 8 out of 10, with the exception perhaps of the physicians, but 8 out of 10 of the folks surrounding you are going to say, well, I got my start at the technical college. I'm hoping that's Moraine Park Technical College. We educate more people in the state of Wisconsin than the public and private four-year institutions combined. We are the backbone of our economy, and we are offering, just as we've talked with the AAAS and with the Associate of Arts and AI coming forward with our cybersecurity, we offer those cutting-edge educational opportunities for students that I think sometimes folks just can't get beyond, well, really good welders come out of the tech college system. You bet they do. But we've got just as many great accounting students. We've got just as many great medical laboratory technician students coming out. We do so much for our communities. I would just love for that misperception that, you know, if you can't go to a four-year, I guess you can settle for a two-year. The smart money, I think, is on our two-year technical college education and where that can get you started. And then from there, you can go anywhere you want in life.
And Doug Hamm is providing a great idea for a New Year's resolution as we look to the new year. Doug, thank you for being with us this morning on Party Line. Hope to hear more from Moraine Park Technical College in coming programs. Wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to your listeners. And Bob, thank you for this opportunity. Everybody have a great new year. Thank you.
Take care. Again, Douglas Hamm, he is the Vice President of Teaching and Learning at Moraine Park Technical College, my guest this morning here on Party Line. After the news and weather, it's the want ads here on your hometown station in Beaver Dam, 95.3 WBEV.